Greetings, readers. Welcome to the February edition of Library News. We hope everyone is surviving all the snow we have received so far this year. The library is excited for Braille Challenge this month. The 2024 Iowa Regional Braille Challenge will be held at the Iowa Department for the Blind on Saturday, February 24th, with a snow date of March 3rd. The theme for this year is Braille is Beautiful. We are excited to offer lodging at no cost to families again this year, as well as travel reimbursement of $50 for families who live more than 50 miles from Des Moines. There will be free parking during the event and lunch for participants and their families. And following the Braille Challenge, there will be Build a Critter and Story Workshop for participants and families. Children's author Bruce Arendt will kick us off with a presentation about the process of writing a story. Participants will then follow creativity stations to build their very own furry stuffed critter using Braille to create their critter story and more. But that's not all. During the Braille Challenge, there will be a Braille and Tactile workshop for parents, educators, librarians, and transcribers from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The workshop will provide participants with the opportunity to learn more about Braille, accessible educational materials, Braille production, and more. A hands-on activity will give participants the opportunity to create their own print Braille book and accessible activities to use at home, in the classroom, or in the library. For the most up-to-date information about the Braille Challenge, visit the Braille Challenge page on the IMC blog at idbimclibrary.blog.
If you subscribe to magazines produced by the National Library Service, you will notice a change to your magazine cartridge this month. As of February 1st, the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled will send the NLS magazines to you directly from our library. They will arrive in a blue case with a peach cartridge inside. The process will work the same. Once you are done with your magazine cartridge, flip the card over and return it to us. If you have magazine issues waiting to be sent to you, we will send the cartridge right back with the new issues. If you don't have issues waiting, the cartridge will stay with us until you do. Please contact the library with any questions.
Now for the top 10 nonfiction books downloaded from Bard. On Sight and Insight, A Journey into the World of Blindness, DB115529, by John M. Hull. In 1983, finally forced to accept his now total blindness, John Hull began to keep a cassette diary. In it, he recorded his daily experiences, his thoughts and impressions. Things that puzzled and delighted him. This book is the result. It is not the journal of how a blind man struggled against and overcame the new difficulties he encountered. Rather, offers a unique journey into the other world of blindness, an insight into the almost spiritual transition from being a sighted person who cannot see to being a blind person. John Hull presents a world where people have not faced, including himself, a world of vivid dreams, a world in which his perception of sound, silence, time, and space are gradually but dramatically transformed as his sight fades. He relates his interactions with other people and the practical details of his changed life, such as moving around at a party and walking home. And most fascinating of all, he describes his relationships with his young children and their growing understanding of his blindness and what it means. The Country of the Blind, A Memoir at the End of Sight, DB115575, by Andrew Leland. We meet Andrew Leland as he's suspended in the liminal state of soon-to-be blind. He's midway through his life with retinitis pigmentosa, a condition that ushers those who live with it from sightedness to blindness over years, even decades. He grew up with full vision, but starting in his teenage years, his sight began to degrade from the outside in, such that he now sees the world as if through a narrow tube. Soon, without knowing exactly when, he will likely have no vision left. Full of apprehension, but also dogged curiosity, Leland embarks on a sweeping exploration of the state of being that awaits him. Not only the physical experience of blindness, but also its language, politics, and customs. He negotiates his changing relationships with his wife and son, and with his own sense of self. As he moves from his mainstream, typical life to one with a disability, part memoir, part historical, and cultural investigation. The Country of the Blind represents Leland's determination not to merely survive this transition, but to grow from it, to seek out and revel in that which makes blindness enlightening. Thought-provoking and brimming with warmth and humor, The Country of the Blind is a deeply personal and intellectually exhilarating tour of the way of being that most of us have never paused to consider, and from which we have much to learn. Enough. DB116834 by Cassidy Hutchinson. Ever since a childhood visit to Washington, D.C., Cassidy Hutchinson aspired to serve her country and government. Raised in a working-class family with a military background, she was the first in her immediate family to graduate from college. Despite having no ties to Washington, Hutchinson landed a vital position at the center of the Trump White House. Her life took a dramatic turn on January 6, 2021, when, at 24, she found herself in one of the most extraordinary and unprecedented calamities in modern political history. Hutchinson was faced with a choice between loyalty to the Trump administration or loyalty to the country by revealing what she saw and heard in the attempt to overthrow a Democratic election. She bravely came forward to become the pivotal witness in the House January 6th investigations. As her testimony transfixed and stunned the nation in her memoir, Hutchinson reveals the struggle between the pressures she confronted to toe the party line and the demands of the oath she swore to defend American democracy. Enough reaches far beyond the typical insider political account. It's the saga of a woman whose fierce determination helped her overcome childhood challenges to get her dream job, only to face a crisis of conscience, one that more senior White House aides tried to evade, and, in the process, find her voice and herself. This is a portrait of how the courage of one person can change the course of history. Bestseller. Killers of the Flower Moon, The Osage Murders, and the Birth of the FBI. DB87767 by David Gran. An examination of the 1920s murders of wealthy Osage Indian Nation members in Oklahoma, when the newly formed FBI bungled the investigation, young Director Hoover turned to ex-Texas Ranger Tom White, who put together an undercover team including one of the only American Indian agents in the Bureau.
The Boys in the Boat, Nine Americans and Their Epic Quest for Gold at the 1936 Berlin Olympics, DB77138 by Daniel Brown, recounts the accomplishments of nine working-class athletes from the University of Washington who beat elite teams at home and abroad and won the gold medal for rowing at the 1936 Nazi-orchestrated Berlin Olympics. Bestseller. Air Fry Everything, DB115652 by Meredith Lawrence. The Air Fry Everything cookbook creates fried food fast without the added fat, calories, or guilt. Created by the Blue Jean chef Meredith Lawrence, Air Fry Everything offers 130 all-new flavor-bursting recipes, including restaurant makeovers like Bloomin' Onions, beer-battered onion rings, chicken wings, shrimp egg rolls, and skinny fries, and turns them into healthy and crunchy lower-calorie alternatives. Your air fryer can create more than fried foods, and Air Fry Everything gives you recipes for that, too. Plus foolproof recipes for making perfect bacon, roasting garlic, toasting nuts, and creating crispy tortilla chips. As always, Meredith also provides tips and tricks to help you get the most out of your air fryer, plus how to cook your favorite frozen foods without all the added oil that goes along with deep frying. Air Fry Everything is a must-have cookbook for anyone who owns an air fryer. The Whole Body Reset, your weight loss plan for a flat belly, optimum health, and a body you'll love at midlife and beyond. DB115301. The first ever weight loss plan specifically designed to stop and reverse age-related weight gain and muscle loss, while shrinking your belly, extending your life, and creating your healthiest self at midlife and beyond, includes recipes.
If You Would Have Told Me, a memoir, DB117274, by John Stamos. If you would have told a young John Stamos flipping burgers at his dad's fast food joint that one day he'd be a household name and that at the height of his success, he'd be living alone, divorced, with no kids, high on a cocktail of forgetting, he might have asked, "You want fries with that?" John burst onto the scene in General Hospital, propelling him into the teen idol stratosphere, a place that's often a point of no return. But Stamos beat the odds and over the past four decades has proved himself to be one of his generation's most successful and beloved actors. Whether showing off his comedic chops on Full House or his dramatic skills on ER, pushing the boundaries on Broadway, or living out his youthful dreams as an honorary beach boy, John has surprised everyone, most of all himself. Prequel, An American Fight Against Fascism, DB116688, by Rachel Maddow. Inspired by her research for the hit podcast Ultra, Rachel Maddow charts the rise of a wild American strain of authoritarianism that has been alive on the far-right edge of our politics for the better part of a century. Before and even after our troops had begun fighting abroad in World War II, a clandestine network flooded the country with disinformation aimed at sapping the strength of the U.S. war effort and persuading Americans that our natural alliance was with the Axis, not against it. It was a sophisticated and shockingly well-funded campaign to undermine democratic institutions, promote anti-Semitism, and destroy citizens' confidence in their elected leaders, with the ultimate goal of overthrowing the U.S. government and installing authoritarian rule. That effort worked, tongue and groove, alongside an ultra-right paramilitary movement that stockpiled bombs and weapons and trained for mass murder and violent insurrection. At the same time, a handful of extraordinary activists and journalists were tracking the scheme, exposing it even as it was unfolding. In 1941, the U.S. Department of Justice finally made a frontal attack, identifying the key plotters, finding their backers, and prosecuting dozens in federal court. None of it went as planned. While the scheme has been remembered in history, if at all, as the work of fringe players, in reality it involved a large number of some of the country's most influential elected officials. Their interference in law enforcement efforts against the plot is a dark story of the rule of law bending and then breaking under the weight of political intimidation. That failure of the legal system had consequences. The tentacles of that unslain beast have reached forward into our history for decades, but the heroic efforts of the activists, journalists, prosecutors, and regular citizens who sought to expose the insurrectionists also make for a deeply resonant, deeply relevant tale in our own disquieting times. It is a bestseller. Cabin Fever, The Harrowing Journey of a Cruise Ship at the Dawn of a Pandemic, DB117025, by Michael Smith. A harrowing narrative of the Holland America cruise ship Zondam, which set sail with a deadly and little understood stowaway, COVID-19, days before the world shut down in March 2020. In early 2020, the world was on edge. An ominous virus was spreading on different continents, and no one knew what the coming weeks would bring. Far from the hotspots, the cruise ship Zondam, owned by Holland America, was preparing to sail from Buenos Aires, Argentina, loaded with 1,200 passengers, Americans, Europeans, and South Americans, plus 600 crew. Most passengers were over the age of 65. There was concern about the virus on the news, and it had already killed and sickened passengers on other Holland America ships. But that was oceans away, and escaping to sea at the ends of the earth for a few weeks seemed like it might be a good option. The cruise line had said the voyage would carry on as scheduled with no refunds, and it would be safe. Cabin Fever is a riveting narrative thriller, taking readers behind the scenes of the ship's complex workings and below decks into the personal lives of passengers, crew, who were caught unprepared for the deadly ordeal that lay ahead.
Don't miss out on your chance to go on a reading road trip this year with Peek-A-Box. In 2024, we will follow Interstate 80 from the West Coast to the East Coast, reading books about or set in each state we pass through. Participants will receive a tactile map of the United States with I-80 featured, a refrigerator magnet from each state, and snacks special to that state. Come along with us as we discover new and exciting books along the I-80 corridor. To get signed up for this special reading road trip with Peek-A-Box, please complete the registration form found at iowalibrary.blog or contact the library at 515-281-1323. Anyone who received a Peek-A-Box in 2023 should please complete the registration process again. If you have any questions, please contact the library.
February's Makerspace Monday will be held Monday, February 12th from 6 to 7:15 p.m. at the Iowa Department for the Blind. Join us for chocolate, art, and poetry. It will be an evening of sampling different chocolates with a little poetry and contemporary acrylic art mixed in. Please bring with you one of your favorite author quotes to share. Please contact Denise Bean with any questions at 515-452-1338.
This month's Many Faces of Bard will be Thursday, February 8th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. The topic for this month is a demonstration of using Bard on your smart speaker. Please contact the library for the link or call in information, or go to iowalibrary.blog.
Don't forget to listen to the library's podcast, Library Chat. Last month, they had special guest Karen Cunningham, IMC librarian, on to chat about the Braille Challenge. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading.